Hey, everybody. Thanks for downloading You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This little intro before the show is for two reasons. Number one, we are having our first 8x8, the variety show that we do in D.C. and Chicago. We're going to do our first 8x8 at the Black Cat in Washington, D.C. this Friday, August 8th. Hey, look at that. It's 8-8 at the Black Cat, so that's kind of cool. Please come to that. It's on our Friday night. It's at 9 p.m., which is kind of breaking the theme here, but it's 8-8-8-8. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of great performers. The two I'm most excited for is Type Fighter, a fantastic band fronted by Ryan McLaughlin, who has played the show many times. And we have a DJ for the show, Michael Soretsky, who is fantastic and is the DJ for the wonderful TNT night at Hades in Washington, D.C. So that's the first thing. The second thing is this show was one of the most fun shows we've ever done, ever. So much fun. Does it translate to the podcast? Not at all. So sorry about that. One of the most fun live shows we've ever done. One of the shows we've done for the podcast. So without further ado, here's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom, episode 326.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Katie McD, who made a thing for the show. Play the thing for the show.
It's almost 9 o'clock. We've got to go to work.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Wait a second.
Everybody freeze. Everybody down on the ground.
I think it is time we demonstrated the full power of this station.
All you got to do is pull that trigger back and bam! This is You, Me, Them,
Everybody. We're on a mission from God.
I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet. But your kids are going to love it.
Katie McD, everybody. She made the thing for the show. Good job, Katie. Katie McD has obviously not been following the show forever, because about for the first year of the show, I cut that audio with Bill O'Reilly screaming when he was the host of Hard Copy, "Do it live!" So that was the intro for about 9 months to 18 months. Just a very angry, obviously closeted man screaming at me to do it. And that always really pumped me up. So you get it and you feel good. Everyone feels good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wonderland Ballroom. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody live. We're going to do a thing. The thing in theory will be very, very good. In reality, it's going to happen. So just fucking deal with it. God damn it. Not every show is good. This one's going to be good because the last one was real bad. Guys, we're getting older. How do y'all know I'm older? Everyone on The Bachelor is younger than me. That doesn't feel good. I've never watched The Bachelor. I've walked by my wife watching The Bachelor and go, isn't this funny? No, it's not funny. You used to get mad at me when I would watch Maury. It's the same fucking thing. A lot of problems with Maury. Connie Chung is a great woman. What is he doing to her? Let's think about that. Who said, wow, we haven't even started yet. Let's get to it. We're going to go. The last show was bad because I asked a guy, a man, a real dirtbag, why do you hate women? Here's why I asked him that. He's the editor of Mr. Skin. So I opened the I didn't know that when I booked him. He's an author that wrote about horror movies, and he didn't want to be there once we started. Guess what? We did the whole fucking show. You can't hear pretty much any of it online. I cut the entire interview into 30 seconds at him going, I got a book. It's pretty good. He's a good guy. He's a piece of shit. Anyways, when is Pharrell Williams happy gonna be used in a serial killer movie? That's what I want to know, guys. That's what the kids want to know. Now, I am a prop comic for the listener at home. I'm holding a purple skull that's quite heavily that you can buy at Ross, everybody. They're on sale at Ross for $649. I'm guessing this is pre-Halloween. Post-Halloween, I'm guessing $350, $325. Things are half off at Ross. Check it out. They're a sponsor of the show. Go to ross.audible.com. That's where all podcasts go. Oh, you know, here's a question I wanted to ask the Mr. Skin guy, but that's not really a question. Hey, Mr. Skin guy, you know what makes me hard? Emotionally stable people with a healthy sense of their body. Ooh, it gets so hard. How you doing, Katie? I'm all right. I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a very fun night. That's good. A lot of people ask me, why do you do this show? You've been doing the show for a long time. Are you living your dreams? No. But that's okay, because Because when I'm not on the stage, I am living my dreams, and that is writing 1,000-word essays on how Tim Riggins is based on the character Bobby Briggs from Twin Peaks. Wrote a few hundred words on that last night. I deleted all of them because no one gives a shit but me. First season of Twin Peaks, episode 1, called Pilot. David Lynch is weird. Who could figure that one out? Minute 23, Bobby Briggs is getting interrogated by his police because he missed his football practice. See where I'm going with this? You don't give a shit. That doesn't matter. I'm going to finish it. You got to do things. You got to follow through, guys. Tim Riggins, when will you follow through? I like throwing out 5-year references, man. 5 years later is when it really connects. Anyways, 5 years. It ran from 2006 to 2010. I'm counting season 3. That counts as 2009, ma'am. I know my Tim Riggins. He's a gorgeous man. My wife wants to have sex with him. I get it. He's a hot bro. Anyways, there's a Texas flag hanging in the Twin Peaks library. That was not. Why is that there, David Lynch? Did you create is Friday Night Lights the sequel of Twin Peaks? Yes, it is, everybody. Did you know that? That is actually the hidden mystery. You could buy that now. The extra 90 minutes of footage is just outtakes from Friday Night Lights. But not even the fucking TV show, the movie. Ooh, David Lynch is a weirdo, guys. I live my dream at home. I don't live it here with you pieces of wonderful. I live it at home. And by I say living at home, I just mean I listen to 1979 by the Pumpkins and just think about middle school a lot. Feel real good about that. I question a lot of times why I do anything, and this review will sum it up for you. We got a review from the show we did in Chicago. The last show we did was at the Comedy Exposition. It was a fantastic comedy festival, and I highly recommend that if you're ever in Chicago in the second weekend of July that you definitely go to this festival. I saw some of the funniest people in the world. I met an amazing comic from Portland. He was on my show, and I live here, and we met in Chicago, and that alone is reason to do a show like this and to travel and have a lot of fun. Here is the first paragraph of the review. Brandon Weatherby got the name right. Good job, lady. Brandon Weatherby hosted a talk show and podcast called You, Me, Them, Everybody, spelled correctly. No and. Good job. This men's rights rally. I'll leave it at that. So that was the review. It was pretty. To be fair to this wonderful person, I did build the show as a men's rights rally, and I promised everyone in the show that we would go fedora shopping and that the good people from Lyft would pick up the tab. So to be fair to them, not completely a lie. But tonight's show, oh boy. I got Katie here. She questions if she wants to be here. That's how I like them. What's up with that? How is your day? Fantastic. She's going to play some songs. Are you ready to play a song or two? Or like 5 seconds, whatever you want. I don't care. I would like you to play a full song now because I feel like I'm going to walk a lot of people throughout this show. So I want them to see you while they still can. Why don't we make sure this works? Oh, that works. That is very Twin Peaksy / Friday Night Lightsy, and I like it a lot. Could you have this bed play throughout the entire show? Just, that's all. When I was looking for venues to do the show, I was thinking, what DC venue looks like the Red Room and probably has maintained a murder or two without anybody finding out? Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom, everybody. We're going to have a fantastic night. Katie's going to play a song.
Can everybody clap to this beat? I need you guys to do hand progress. Okay, wait. 1, 2, ready, go. Watch. No. You guys aren't looking. You gotta look. Watch. Didn't you guys ever take music in high school? Watch my hands. Okay, here we go. 2, ready, go. Okay.
This is a bad idea.
Okay, ready, go. Keep it going. Just keep going. Sex noise is optional.
You can love your television with all of your heart, but television will not.
like every comedy performance he did. Okay, thanks, guys.
Katie McDee is a very talented performer. Are you glad that you're here? Yes or no, honestly?
I'm glad that I'm drinking.
You're glad that she's drinking. All right, fantastic. Well, we're enablers, everybody. I would like to thank everyone for coming out, and I know why you're here. You're here for our first guest of the evening. I heard a gasp, and that makes me very excited. Way too excited. Our first guest of the evening is someone that I've been in awe of for many, many years. Now, it took a lot of liquid courage, that means alcohol, for me to harass her enough to write for me. And now she's doing it, and she's one of the best people in Washington, D.C. And if you don't know her, you don't really live in Washington, D.C. at this point, because she kind of knows everybody, and she's wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the wonderful Miss Allison Lane, everybody. For the listener at home, Allison, what did you do right before you walked on the stage?
I just finished a shot of Jameson.
That's right. Why did you do that?
Because I'm nervous.
Because you're why are you nervous?
I have no idea why I'm so nervous.
Yeah, why are you you nervous?
I'm exceptionally nervous right now.
Why?
I don't want to suck.
Are you plugging your column How to Suck Less by Allison Lane?
No, I'm not. But like, okay, so I'm wearing a white dress right now.
Of course, as one does.
I'll be very honest. When I got here, I was like, I hope there's no makeup on my dress.
Ah, yes.
Because I'm black and it always looks like you're dirty or you have poop on you.
I get it. I'm wearing a white suit for the listener at home.
So that was something I was actually really nervous about.
How often do you wear white dresses?
Never.
Why was tonight the night?
Because I don't know what's happening.
So when you don't know what's happening, you dress like you're about to get born again?
Let's just go with it.
Okay, fair enough. Allison, I've known you in passing for probably the entire time I've lived here.
Really?
Probably.
You're a stalker. I didn't know that.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
The reason why I bring this up is you're always around and you're always hanging out with good people.
I am.
But you have jobs that you don't seem to like.
I don't.
You don't like your jobs. Now, where do you work?
Really?
We won't do this. Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay, I won't do this. I've been following you on the social medias for a long time. I've been following your life for a long time. Not in a stalker way. Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why. You're actually funny at this Twitter thing. Are you shocked by this?
I'm not shocked. I was like, I don't know. I'm really happy.
You should be really happy because you're a great person.
Aw, thank you.
Interview's over. Follow Allison on now, you've done something that is both incredibly brave and incredibly stupid. Now, what is that thing?
Is it Tinder?
It is Tinder.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Now, Tinder. Now, I am a married man and I have a dad bod, so I'm not on Tinder. You are not a married woman and you don't have a mom bod.
I don't.
Now, you're saying that like you wish you were.
But maybe it might be fun. Mom jeans are pretty popular.
Yeah, but ironically, they're popular. Not if you're actually a mom and you're like, this is how I look.
Oh, right. My ass looks terrible.
Okay, there's nothing I could say after that sentence that doesn't make me either sound sexist or like rapey. And I don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
I'm trying to be a better host. Why do you hate women?
What?
Sorry. Okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Okay. You go on the Tinder.
Okay.
And unlike most people that go on the Tinder, you occasionally live tweet the Tinder.
I do.
Why?
Because they're boring. It happens. And I can.
Now, are you worried that you're going to get murdered? Serious question.
Do you want to know honestly?
Yes, that's why I asked.
Honestly, until recently, I was never concerned about getting murdered until like this weird German guy was like, "Hey, Fraulein Lane," or like, I'm like, "How did you get my last name from Tinder?" Because anybody else on Tinder knows your last name's not on there,
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "You're crazy."
Yeah. So did you go out with a crazy German?
I didn't.
Why not? Why are you afraid to live and or die? Fair.
The latter.
Good
the
answer.
It's frightening.
No. Now, in addition to doing the Tinder thing, you occasionally live tweet at your employer when you're working.
Club life.
Yeah, club life. Now, for the listener at home, we won't give away any names here. Are you okay?
I'm fine because club life is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Why do you live such a ridiculous life?
Because it's interesting.
Why is it interesting?
It's always interesting. Like, the last club life I did, and I actually had to stop because of this one. The last club life, there were actual people having sex in a corner.
Now, did they both seem to enjoy the sex?
Yeah, she was screaming in a club and nobody noticed it because she's in a club.
What song was playing in the club?
I don't even know.
Please say Love in the Club. Now, okay, what did you break it up?
I just let them go because it was very trashy and I felt...
Is it possible to have real classy sex in the club?
Not at all.
Now, that's just narrow-minded. I think it's very classy sometimes.
Is it?
If a gentleman in a tux and a lady in a ball gown decide to have intercourse in a club, why isn't that classy? What if they're doing it to procreate, to make your next customer?
Ew.
She said ew. I don't know if that was audible for everybody.
Ew.
Have your employers ever found out that you do this?
Not yet, and please don't tell them.
I want you to keep doing these horrible, horrible things.
That was the one I felt really bad about because... I'm in the club. I should stop people from having sex in a corner. But I was like, all right, let me tweet about this. There are people definitely probably having sex in the corner, but definitely because she's not wearing the same clothes as she asked me to watch 20 minutes ago.
Wait, I'm confused. She asked you to watch.
Yeah, I left that out for legal purposes that are now fucked up because she was like, hey, do you want to watch these clothes? And she changed clothes. It was easier for her to have sex in the club.
So they were planning on having sex in a club.
Basically. She's poor.
Wait, stop. Stop. A lot of people are going through financial difficulties and not going to a club.
She's clearly poor. Like, she should wear better clothes. Like, for having
oh, sex you're saying she's poor because of the clothing options, not because of her having sex in a club.
No.
How old is she, roughly? No. Have a guess.
Less than 50, older than 25.
That's not fun. Come on. Older than 25?
Older than 25. She's real trash.
Do you know her name?
Nope.
You want to find her?
Not really.
Why not? She could be a fun lady.
She did not look stable.
Now, what about the gentleman? Did he look stable?
Not at all.
Okay, let's describe him.
Probably drugs. Definitely drugs.
What kind of drugs?
I don't know, man. Like, it was really intense.
You host a radio show?
I do. Oh my god.
Why are you saying oh my god like you didn't know that you did that?
I do it. I do a lot of things. I'm really excited.
Okay, well then what else do you do?
You
got radio show, you got watch people have sex in a club, you voyeur. You tweet your future murder.
As I told my Tinder date today, we're really tight Doc Martens.
Wait, you had a Tinder date today?
I may have. So I was on a Tinder date. I wear really tight Doc Martens.
Color are these? Are these brown?
Brown. Ooh. Yeah. By the way, I got these at Buffalo Exchange for $40.
Give it up for our sponsor, Buffalo Exchange.
$20. It's a huge deal.
That's a good deal.
It was a huge deal.
Now, how does this relate to your Tinder date?
Because I told him that, like, I was like, okay, so I'm wearing super tight Doc Martens, and I make a great turkey sandwich.
Because when I'm looking for someone in a room, I go, what kind of sandwich do they make really well?
I honestly did not care.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, whatever. I make a great turkey sandwich. And he was not into turkey. And I was like, bye.
It seems that you have very specific criteria of who you'd like to date.
Well, first of all, why would you bring that up? This is a Tinder thing. Like, I might be sexually interested in you. And you're going to be like, I'm sorry, turkey's a deal breaker?
What are your deal breakers?
Not turkey.
So that's turkey's okay. That's one not thing.
Bad teeth and obviously poor. Like,
For the people that don't know, Allison, she lives in a magical castle.
I do.
And she doesn't have a lease.
Real rent.
She pays rent.
I do, but... Whatever. I might pay rent this month.
You live in like a classy animal house.
I do. By the way, animal house, have you seen my bathroom? Did you?
I've been in your restroom, yes.
Where there's like monkeys and shit on the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like a fucking ceramic
Oh, this will translate well over the audio podcast.
It's great,
yeah.
Though. Like my bathroom is like where magic happens for everybody. There's what? Always...
Please define... Please define magic. What are you talking?
I'm sorry for the schooling for everybody who's like listening to this later, but like, yeah, no, our magic is like in our bathroom. There's like monkeys and like rhinoceroses, and there's like ceramic fucking pirate parrots hanging from the ceiling, and vodka on the sink.
Yeah,
I didn't ask for that.
Yeah, there was vodka on the sink today. I know that because you Instagrammed it or Facebooked it. Yeah.
I woke up really confused. I just wanted to wake up, brush my teeth, and get my life. And there was peach vodka on the goddamn...
Did you have any?
I did, actually.
How was it?
I got here.
Pretty good?
It was drinkable.
All right. A few questions before we leave.
Okay.
Now... Wait, why are you gasping? Did I do something bad? Okay.
Maybe.
I do a lot of bad things on this show. I usually cut them. Sometimes I put them at the top of the show.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. I am...
Great suit.
Thank you so much.
Wow. All
right. I'm wearing a white suit for the listener at home. Look like the good humor guy. Okay. What if I'm visiting your house? Okay. I'm a guest in your house, and I see peach vodka on the sink. Should I drink it? Is that my peach
Absolutely.
Vodka?
Absolutely. It's there for you.
That's,
if you
oh,
see
that's
it,
so
it's
nice.
Yours.
Okay, so if you see it, it's yours. That's a horrible way to live.
It's
okay.
Really shitty.
That's a scary way to live.
My house scares me.
I'm newly single. I'm on Tinder. Should I tweet about my Tinder experiences?
Maybe.
Why yes and why
okay,
no?
Okay, well, my experience has been, like, a lot of guys have been really wary after they found out about it, and they pretend like they don't know me.
Mm-hmm. Now, when they're about to go on these dates with you, don't they, by the time you're actually going on the date, don't they know your last name?
No, they shouldn't.
They should. They you so don't. You stalkers. Never. You never tell them your last name.
No. I used to have my actual website, AllieBlahBlah.com.
It's a good plug.
Okay.
Good plug. Good plug.
But.
That gave
those, I had to stop that because it was just too much.
Okay.
And then
what do you mean too? What was happening that it was too much?
Like, oh, you're Ali Baba. Hey, I'm like.
So are you saying you're too famous for Tinder if
no,
you
no,
link
no, no,
to
no,
your
no,
personal
I'm just saying,
blog?
Like, small time, very. DC's a small city.
It is a small city.
It's a small city, and like there are a lot of friends, and all this is too much. So I had to stop that. And then
what
I had
are you
to
looking
actually
at?
I was looking at, like, there's a lot happening behind you right now.
I know. You want to paint a picture for the listener at home?
I really don't.
Oh, that's fair.
I
okay.
can't. I really can't right
They should
now.
Come to the live show.
They should have been here.
Okay, so.
You should have been here, like, or other people.
Yeah, don't look at them. They're all lovely people.
Oh, they're all people here.
Final question.
Yes.
I'm on Tinder. I'm a single. No, I'm not actually on Tinder.
You
Hypothetical.
Should be.
No, I'm a married man. I'm very happy with my wife.
Yeah, there's a lot of married men on
Ring.
Tinder. Weird.
There's a lot of married men on
and
Tinder?
Yeah, that's so weird. They
have you dated a married
dick pics. That's awkward.
When would you date? Okay, two part question. Part one: would you go on a Tinder date with someone that you saw a dick pic of?
On purpose?
Obviously, it's Tinder.
No, Tinder doesn't work that way, and I would not do it on purpose.
Okay, would you go on a date with a dick pic?
No. Unless it was a good dick pic, because a lot of dick pics are photoshopped.
Okay, I heard someone say no, and I heard someone say lie, so that makes me think it's somewhere in the middle. So a good quality pick, someone that cares about their art, you would consider.
Consider it. I'm into crafts and I'm.
You're into crafts.
I'm into crafts.
How would you accessorize?
Maybe another bracelet.
Oh, a bracelet! Now stop. This is important for the single people in the audience and at home. What kind of bracelet?
A better one than I have on.
So, like, would you want a chunky bracelet, or would you like a little...
Maybe a tighter bracelet, because this one is just too much for all of this.
Okay.
And I might be left-handed.
Well,
I'm
we've
not.
Completely lost the crowd for obvious reasons, and I understand that completely.
That was so dry of me. I'm
no, no,
sorry.
No. Once we start talking about Tinder and dick pics, of course, it's...
Dicks and... There are a lot
now
of
Now it's a public
and
forum, and I get that. That's what the 2016 election is going to be about. Let's get Romney in office. Am I right? This is the men's rights again. Thank you for paying attention. I appreciate it. Do you really think that anyone that's ever voted for Romney has been inside of this building? Honestly, like, look around. Yes, actually, this is where we meet every week. It's pretty strong, pretty powerful.
My blackness will not allow care.
People should listen to your show. When does the show air?
My show is on Fridays. It's called Get the Fuck Out, GTFO, on listenvisionlive.com. With Paige Listener.
Why did you steal your title from Mark Maron?
from Mark.
Sorry, that was a stupid thing that like one person enjoyed. So, I agree. We should boo Marc Maron more often on podcasts. That'd be great. So people should listen to the show. It's on Fridays.
Fridays at 1 p.m.
And how can they listen to it?
ListenVisionLive.com.
That's right. And people should follow you on Twitter because it's quite fun.
Ali Blah Blah. A-L-L-I-E-B-L-A-B-L-A-H.
Well, that makes it easier for people. That's very good.
.com.
I'll link it in the show description. Okay. You're a wonderful person. Why are you shocked by this? You know you are.
I do.
You're a
I like to pretend. I like to be modest.
This is the first time
Kanye did that for a while.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Kanye real quick?
I fucking love Kanye.
Damn right. That's why we're good friends. Kanye is the best. Allison is the best.
There's no Jameson in the end.
Someone buy her a shot because she obviously hasn't had enough peach vodka from the sink. Thank you for doing this. Read her column on Brightish Young Things. It's called How to Suck Less. She's a fantastic woman. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Allison Lane, everybody. Thank you, Allison. That was delightful. We have a stand-up comic who is very funny that I've wanted on the show for quite a long time, and due to scheduling reasons and the fact that he lives in Baltimore and came all the way from Baltimore to be here, let's give him our eyes, let's give him our ears, let's give him a warm round of applause and welcome him. Are you ready to play him on? Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Luke Weineke, everybody. Luke, do your thing.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Does anyone here play video games? Any video gamers in the audience? Anybody? Yeah. I've been playing a lot of a specific video game. I've been playing a lot of Skyrim lately. Anyone play Skyrim? No? Just me. Okay. This is going to go great then. But like Skyrim, for those who don't know, it's a video game that involves like castles and swords and dragons and shit. And I love games like that, but I don't know what... they always want you to pick your name. And I don't know what name to pick, ever. Like, I don't want to be Luke. That's the lamest shit ever. I don't want to be me. I hate me. I'm escaping me playing video games. Also, I don't want to pick some airy-fairy, like, medieval name. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm Alfred the Wise. I don't want to do that. So my character's name is Leon Jefferson. And Leon is a street-smart black man from the Bronx who went out for milk one evening and somehow ended up in a world of magic. And he does not have time for this bullshit, I'll tell you that. Apparently I'm the only person who makes up backstories for their video game characters, I understand. I can play video games whenever I want because I'm an adult and I like being an adult. But there's some things about being a teenager that I miss. Like, there was always these teenage urban legends that everyone, you know, had. Like, I remember there was a specific hospital near my high school, everyone had to break into. But my favorite urban legend was one called Shovel Man. And what Shovel Man was, is there was a specific long driveway you drove up. And at the top of it, there was a house. And once you got there, you just laid on your horn, and then an angry old man would come out with a shovel and shake it at you. Now, there's a problem with this story. I don't know about you guys, but urban legends usually involve ghosts and spirits, not a very real old man who is very tired and reasonably angry at teenagers honking the horn at his house. What do you want him to do? He comes home from work. He's like, oh, my God, so tired. I'm going to watch some TV, have some dinner. Honk, God damn it, honey, where's my shovel? How do you even find that out? You just driving up random driveways and taking notes? It's like, well, this guy didn't do anything. Ugh, that's boring. Oh, this guy came out with a shovel. That's terrifying. Write him down. I think we found our guy. Yeah, and there's Eggman. You go and throw eggs at his house, and he comes out and fires a pistol in the area. It's terrifying. It's like he's almost real. Anyone here into conspiracy theories at all? Conspiracy theories, anybody? Just Brandon, apparently. I have a bunch of friends who are into they're really into the Freemasons conspiracy, which to me is the worst conspiracy theory. Because, okay, they're a secret society, yet they put their symbols fucking everywhere. That's the worst way to keep a secret I've ever heard. That'd be like if you were to have sex with one of your best friend's girlfriends and then to write on the back of a dollar bill, I fuck Tammy and give it to him. You'd be like, what is this shit? Like, I certainly didn't fuck Tammy if that's what you're suggesting. All right, thank you so much for that. But we're gonna do something different now. We're going to play a game. And the game is called Would You Date Beyonce If? Now, the way the game works is, sir, what's your name in the front? What's your name? Nate, what do you do, Nate? You play those drums behind me. That is good. I'm a cashier at a pool right now, so you're living the dream compared to me, sir. Okay, so Beyonce, the pop singer Beyonce, not a different Beyonce, like Beyonce Smith or something, I don't know, comes to you and says, Nate, I'm tired of Jay-Z and his billions of dollars, and also my drummer just quit. I need someone to replace him. And I want you, but, and then she lists something that's terribly wrong with her, and you have to decide whether or not you would date Beyonce if this was true. And there's a trick to this game. This is not an opinion game. There is a right and wrong answer, which happened to be contained in this, the official Would You Date Beyonce If book. Would You Date Beyonce If, the official guide to America's hottest Beyonce-related game. Now, for the people at home, there's just a book I'm holding with that silly face that Beyonce made of the Super Bowl on the cover. So you're caught up to speed now. All right. We'll start out easy, then we'll get hard. Okay. Would you date Beyonce if she only allowed you to wear overalls? Now, I know this sounds easy at first, but it's a couple months in. You're like, you know, I'm going to wear some nice slacks. I don't give a shit. And you walk downstairs, and she's like, oh, honey, where are your overalls? You're like, oh, they're in the wash. And she's like, oh, what a coincidence. I happen to have a new pair right here. And you're like, oh, I love these things. And you're just a laughing stock in your band. They think it's ridiculous. What do you think? You would do it? Correct. Good answer. That is it. All right. Would you date Beyonce if she was constantly getting stuck in trees? Like, you just come home from work, and she's just perched in a tree, and you're like, honey, I thought we figured this out. I put a ladder next to the... Okay, you knocked down the ladder. All right, well, I'm not calling the fire department. They said they're not coming anymore. It's a waste of their time. What do you say, Nate? What do you do? What'd you do? Build a treehouse? Move into the treehouse? Smart thinking man, and the correct answer once again. Have you played this before? Have you played before? No, this is your first time. Just once. This time or a different time? Okay, good. So you're already caught up to speed. Good, okay. Would you date Beyonce if she made you look at all of her shits? Like you're just sitting downstairs and you're, honey, come quick. And you run because you're like, oh my God, it might be an emergency. And you get upstairs and you're like, ah, fuck. That's gross, honey. And you always fall for it. You're never the wiser. What do you think, Nate? Would you do it?
Well, my day job, I'm a proctologist.
You're a proctologist during the day? Really? Drummer proctologist. That's a combination I've never heard before. I mean, I guess you're both working with your hands, I guess. I don't. So yes? That's your answer, yes? Correct once again. The answer is always yes, by the way. That's how this game works. The back of this book is just a bunch of yeses. I don't. Seems like a waste of paper to me, but... I don't know. I didn't make this book. I don't know. Okay, last one. Would you date Beyonce if she carried around a megaphone, but the only reason was to fart into it? Like, you're just on a nice walk in the park, and all of a sudden, poo-hoo, and you're like, oh, God damn it. Children start crying. You're like, I'm sorry. That's embarrassing, honey. She calls it dropping a single. I don't know. What do you say, Nate? You can record it, put it out as a hit. You're a forward-thinking man, Nate, and once again, the correct answer. Nate, you kicked ass, you just powered through this. You can tell he played before because he fucking knew, you know. Okay, that was Would You Date Beyonce If? Watch out, there's some bootleg versions. There's Might You Court Beyonce Still? And sometimes the answer is no, which is just fucking stupid. I don't know how that works. So, all right, I'm Luke Winicky, and thank you so much.
Luke, very good job. Take a seat. You need that. The farting into the megaphone seems actually fun. That's a pro to me.
It's kind of embarrassing, though. You're trying to have a nice evening, and it's quiet, and then all of a sudden scares all the birds away.
Do you like the music of the Flaming Lips and or the Butthole Surfers?
Flaming Lips, I haven't really heard much Butthole Surfers.
It's not that much different than one of their shows, and that's a good thing.
It's true.
That's just a fun thing.
That seems like something that Wayne Coyne would do. Just yeah. Walk around.
Why don't you wear white suits like Wayne Coyne and myself?
Why don't I wear white? Because I look, we're like polar opposites. I'm just in a t-shirt, some pants. I don't know. I can't pull it off.
What do you? Why do you say you can't pull it off?
I don't know. I have like a pair of white jeans, and they just look stupid on me.
Well, why do you own white jeans?
They were my dad's from the 80s, and I went and took them out of his closet because I thought they'd look cool, and I was totally wrong.
So you still have a dad?
Yes.
That's nice.
I still have a dad?
You're a comic.
I guess.
That's a fair question.
Is it? How so? I'm confused.
Let's look at the greats.
All right, you're
right.
All
right, not a lot of dads
there. That's true.
No. What do your parents think about this whole stand-up comedy thing?
They are overly supportive.
Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, I like... Like halfway through like my like college, like I was like, I'm gonna add an English like I'm gonna add my a theater as a double major, and they're like, yeah, sure, that's fine, that'll be fun, and like, and then I was like, I'm dropping. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever, just do what you whatever you're gonna be happy with.
Were you adopted?
No.
Oh, I'm wow. Okay.
Full blood. As far as I know, I don't know.
What do your parents do?
My dad is a he likes to call it a real estate investor. He flips houses.
Okay.
That's what that means.
That's
and my
nice.
Mom is a warehouse manager.
Okay. Do they brag about you to their coworkers?
Yes.
That's got to feel weird.
It does. It really does. Like, ah, watch. I'm like, please don't send out my videos. It's like, I don't know what people are expecting. I'm like, I'm afraid. Like I was actually at work. Like, I work at a swimming pool, like I said. And, like, the boss's kid's always there. And he's, like, 12. I'm like, oh, I found your videos. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
How long have you been doing this?
4 years.
You're very funny.
Thank you.
You started very young.
Yes,
I What's the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal? I mean, I would like to make a career out of this. I mean, and then if not stand up, but like writing comedy, some kind of. I mean, I'm up for whatever. I mean, like if I end up being in, you know, whatever, I don't care.
When are you gonna move from Baltimore?
When am I gonna move to like L.A. or New York?
Yeah,
or whatever?
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can't make it in Baltimore.
Yeah, I
know. No.
I mean, you can. Just not for stand-up.
No, not at all.
And there's nothing wrong with Baltimore. It's a very good place.
It's okay.
It's 100% great. The Wire was a lie. Okay.
Yes, it was. Like within like a year or so, I'm trying to.
Good
but,
man.
You know.
Well, I wish you the best. You're a very funny man.
Thank you so much.
People should follow you on Twitter.
Yes, I'm at Luke Winicky, LukeWienecke. Unfortunately, I tweet very intermittently. So.
Why is that? I saw that you need to get more followers. You need to get some RTs. You got to get some faves.
Do.
You got to play the game. Talk to Allison. She knows how to make it work.
I do.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't go. Are you single, by the way?
I am. I'm very single.
You're very single.
Very single.
Tinder dates. I think we're making a love connection.
All right.
Are you blushing?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Well, you're a very nice man. You're a very funny man. Thanks so much for doing this, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together. They're very funny.
Thank you
Mr.
so much.
Luke Winicky, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. That was really good. Thank you. Perfect music. That was perfect, Katie. You're talented. That mic is yours, by the way, if you ever want to use it. There's an on and off switch, too. Or not. I get it. I understand. You play your music is your words. Awesome. Okay. Coming to the stage for a segment we call Color Commentary is one of the funniest people in Washington, D.C., if not the world. I think last year he did a fucking tour of the Caribbean or some bullshit. Because he's that funny and people like him that much. That's not a lie. He did this. We're here to talk about things that will obviously go off the rails. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, the one, the only, Mr. Haywood Turnipseed Jr. Play him on, Katie. Play him on. Or not. Oh. Because if people have said one thing about this Haywood segment, it's stretch it out more. It needs to be longer.
Macaroni, Yankee Doodle came to town. Yankee Doodle, Debbie, Yankee Doodle came to town and called it macaroni.
Hey, what's your name, C. Jr.?
Hey, what's up, sis? All right.
We do a segment called Color Commentary. What is tonight's color commentary about?
Well, there is so much going in the world that is colorful that we could talk about. I mean, like, there's the Ukraine and Russia and, like, planes being bombed.
We shouldn't talk about that.
Well, I know, because here's the thing about that. The only people being pissed, why are they shooting down Malaysian planes?
No one is against you on this.
I can dig it.
Okay, good.
We can talk about so much.
I think this is just universally sad and tragic, and we should not talk about it.
No, yeah, oh, it is sad.
It's way too raw.
That's my point. There's so much sadness in the world. There's the Ukraine, there's Russia, there's Israel, there's the Palestinians, and people are pissed off at Stephen A. Smith.
Let's talk about that. That's good. We can talk about that all night. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, people are pissed off at Stephen A. Smith because he said some dumb shit on television.
For the people in the room, please inform them what Stephen A. Smith said.
Now, Stephen A. Smith is a commentary guy. For
a commentator.
Yeah, that's what you call him.
There's a noun.
Well, no,
for that.
No. I call him a commentary guy because he made some comments and people were like, "What the fuck are you doing commenting, nigga?" And it was like,
I don't think that's what they said.
Yo, that's what they said. No, that's what they always say.
I have not said that.
No, not you. That's why we do this show called Color Commentary. We do this segment because we comment on pretty much color in America and how we should look at everything through the lens of color.
I like you.
So we have to look at this Stephen A. Smith thing. We have to look at it through color because we go, well, wait a minute now. All he said was some dumb shit on television and people are like, yo, fire this nigga and yada, 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 yada. He shouldn't be able to say stuff. His job is commentating. His job is literally provoking thought. And what he said was dumb. I'm not going to sit here and say he didn't say some dumb
shit.
What
did he say?
Well, basically, he was commenting on Ray Rice. Now, we're talking about sports in America, and the NFL player hit a woman. That is ridiculous. The fact that an aggressive man in America hit a woman is just some dumb shit.
What if you're a timid man? Is it okay to hit women then?
It's not okay to hit anybody.
Good answer.
That's the point. That's why I started with the Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, that's why you started with
that. That is why I started there, because we're talking about provocations and war and violence and shit. And football players are violent motherfuckers. And what he said was...
What'd you do in college?
I played football.
Okay.
that's where we're going with this. What we're saying, like, you should not, what he said was you should not provoke somebody that's, like, really already mentally not there. We're asking football players, we literally asked Aaron Hernandez to stop killing, yet we loved him in our fantasy football team when he was a killer tight end. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, Stephen A. Smith commented on this shit. He's like, yo, don't provoke. And then what it is it's America watching now. What we have to understand is white women are watching ESPN.
Yes.
Don't.
What am I supposed to say on
that? No, because white women are watching football these days. There's breast cancer awareness and all kind of shit, and there's pink footballs and every goddamn thing.
I know people are laughing, but he's completely right. There's an entire month where the NFL kowtows to this bullshit breast cancer awareness.
The date of October is completely for breast cancer awareness when fucking prostate cancer killed more black men than anybody else. And who plays football? Niggas. But. No. But what I'm saying is Stephen A. Smith cannot comment on his job at ESPN is literally doing like what I'm doing right now, commenting on shit. And he commented on some shit the wrong way. And my what I realized as a commentator is nobody wants to know what a black man thinks in America at all. No, literally, like ever. Like, as long as he's commenting on sports, like when he said, hey, niggas, pull up your pants, white people was like, oh, yeah, pull up your pants because we coming into your neighborhoods and we don't like seeing that shit. But as soon as he said, hey, ladies, and let's be honest, who's dating more fucking athletes than white women? Hey, ladies, don't provoke these fucking Zulus.
Was those his exact
I'm paraphrasing. I'm commenting.
Let's not do that anymore. What do you think would have happened if he actually said that?
That would be a Disney movie.
That would be amazing. Then everyone would be like, he gets it.
Hakuna Matata. Don't provoke these Zulus. There's a movie about that called Planet of the Apes. Hey, let's be honest now. As soon as we're talking about a monkey with a thought. Oh, we're going there, my friend. We're going there.
How dare he comment on a movie that was initially released 50 years ago?
No, I'm talking about the new one.
No, I'm saying I'm on your side. Just fucking listen. Jesus Christ. It's the same fucking statement. He's right. The point is, Stephen A. Smith has a lot of great ideas, and we should all join his fan club, right?
No.
Okay.
My whole point is, don't listen to what any black man has to say.
That's
if you really want to work in America.
Apparently, this is the Mitt Romney rally, everybody. Let's get him in the office. 2016 is going
to
be like,
shit to do with Mitt Romney. I don't want to be one of them 47 niggas Mitt Romney was talking about. I'm serious. I want to be. Listen. Hey, let's go. Let's be real for 5 minutes on you, me, them.
I don't think we've been real at all tonight. I think we need to.
No, because not only did Stephen A. Smith, what his job is commenting on stuff, and he commented and says some shit people don't like. So ABC, Disney, ESPN said, listen, what, you're suspended for a week. You got to sit down. No radio show, no nothing. Now, to ESPN's credit, they also suspended Bob Ryan when he said some dumb shit. They suspended Tony Kornheiser when he said some dumb shit. So ESPN is above board. But when Stephen A. Smith said this, and he said this at provoking people, I was like, well, wait a minute now. There's a little more to this. Like Dr. Ben Carson, right? Dr. Ben Carson, he was the head of the medical board. He's this dude with these magic hands. He's from Baltimore, Maryland. He grew up in fucking poverty and all kind of shit. And he was amazing, right? Cuba Gooding Jr. played him in a movie. That's how bad this motherfucker was. If Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing you in a movie, like, I would love Cuba to play me and fucking grow a beard and locks. But show me the money. But and that's where we're going. Ben Carson is a genius, right? He literally separated two conjoined twins who were joined at the brain. He literally separated them with these magic hands. He was a stutterer, had these fucking hands that shook, and was able to calm down and do all this magical shit with the fucking surgical tools. Soon as somebody asked him what he thought about homosexuality in America, he said his real thoughts. They was like, fire this nigga. He's a bridge builder. What is he doing? Oh, I'm the only one who... No, because he had a thought. He should not have said that shit. And fucking, what's his name, Stephen A. Smith?
Yes.
He had said to people, listen, in America, you got to realize this. If you're an athlete, you can pretty much do what you want to do and get away with a whole lot of shit because you're working and you're making a whole lot of people money. But everybody else has got to toe the line. Stephen A. Smith should have known better than saying on fucking television, hey, you don't provoke an athlete or a person into fighting you. You know what the fuck is going on. You cannot hit women. That's not, that's it. That's Israel. They draw the line right there. Chris Brown, stop. I put Chris Brown on my Facebook and people was like, fuck you and Chris Brown. I was like, huh? I just like one goddamn song. These hoes.
Was it the Doublemint theme?
These hoes ain't loyal. Which Donald Sterling found out. And also Stephen A. Smith found out. ESPN was like, look, nigga, you gotta sit down for a few weeks. You said some shit the white women can't take. You gotta understand it's a different caliber of people watching you now. You're being like, people comment on you. I'm talking about him right now. He's a public figure, he's a pop culture figure. They make fun of him on Saturday Night Live. He is a popular American. He cannot say shit like that. Toe the line, Stephen A. Smith, pull up your pants. Keep making money.
That was actually really good. If you actually listened, if you didn't, I get it.
Color commentary.
I would just like.
Oh, I don't have a thought.
No, that was perfect. You did, and the segment's done. That was perfect. We can't improve on that. Honestly, that was amazing. There, just before Haywood leaves the stage, I would just like everyone in the room to just think for 1 second how amazing it was for me, not to mention the movie Snow Dogs, when he started talking about Cuba Gooding Jr. and how hard that was for me.
But that was a real life story. He played somebody in a movie.
Snow Dogs, everybody.
Cisco was in that movie.
That's how we end the segment. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one, the only Mr. Haywood Turnipseed Jr. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best showmen in Washington, D.C., if not at all, Dillon, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Johnny Crave and the Tombstone!
Thank you. Hispanic on the tombstones. Pledge of fear tonight. We like it here. I like it here a whole lot, actually. Tonight's been kind of a weird night. This has been fantastic, actually. On bass tonight, a good friend of mine, Zach Rothman. Give him a hand, folks. He's in about 5 or 16 other bands you might have heard of. Maybe Bri-Bri, perhaps. They're playing at the Kennedy Center on, what is it, Sunday night? It's at 6 p.m. to the church lady crowd. How do you think? You're gonna dig it. My little sister's here right now. She's family and music, actually. That's right. Is it still there? There's a praying mantis on my head right now. And I said, yes.
He is right here.
Yeah. Y'all want to? Yeah. Someone take this guy off my hands, please, before he bites my head off and tries to mate. I'm not kidding. Don't step on him. Dance with him. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
should also preface it by saying Zach Rothman was the guy that actually Zach and I went to high school together way back when. Back in the 1940s. Zach and I Zach is before World War II. Zach and I were in high school together, and Zach actually Zach was the best bassist that I knew when I was much younger, and he still is one of the best bassists that I know. I asked him to play in my band years ago. He actually named the band. I said, I need a good band name. He said, how about Johnny Gale and the Tombstones? That was him. That was Zach. So please give a round of applause, please. Thank you. And he still does not miss an opportunity to play in Drop D. Thank you. He wrote that for Robert Johnson back in 1928, actually. It was a... What does he turn down for? What does he turn down? We don't know. We don't know. Funny enough, as long as I'm gushing about my band members real quick, this guy behind me, Nathan Oliver, give him a hand real quick. This guy, Nathan Oliver, the guy that normally plays bass in my band, whose name is Rev, he's on a cruise with his in-laws tonight, which is fantastic. I was playing a show and Rev walks in. I mentioned to Rev that I wanted to play with a band. I needed a drummer player. I needed somebody to play drums. Rev walks in and he says, I've got a present for you. I said, what did you bring? He says, I brought you a drummer. And this guy walks in with a djembe on his back and he sits down on the stage and says, what are we playing? And it's been 5 years since then. It's been 5 years. So thank you for sticking around this long. My little sister, go talk to that lady right there. That's the purpose of you. Talk to her, yes. Yeah, talk to her. As for the one in the middle of the room right here, yes, talk to her. This next song is kind of a theme song for us. This song is off the man who don't want to skate leg more. This song is out to all the girls who got something to shake. We'll be right back. Thank you, Albert Anthony. Someone's always going to break the ice. That's fantastic. That was marvelous. So, folks, as I've been calling folks out in the audience the entire time, it takes a special man to drink wine at the One Night Ballroom. Folks, my father is sitting right there at that table. Please, Adam. How long have I been playing at the Wonderland Ballroom? I was 19 when I started playing here. He gave me a ride in the family minivan. That's right. And stay for the whole. That's it. Yep. Not proud.
God bless you, sir. That's
it. Yep. Thank you. Daria, how long am I playing for? So, no one has any idea. That's fantastic. I love my job.
Get the losers in the shoes.